With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Florida, with its 29 electoral votes, begins in-person early voting today across much of the state, one of the key swing states that both the Trump and Biden camps are working hard to capture. The president, meanwhile, in the midst of a three-day campaign trip, where he's been turning up the heat on his Democrat challenger.
With a little more than 2 weeks until Election Day, the president's been going on the offensive at rallies across the country. Here in Nevada, he warned that a Biden presidency would mean higher taxes and more regulations, predicting that Biden's economic policies would result in a depression. Mr. Trump also has stepped up his personal attacks, portraying the former vice president and his family as corrupt and criminal. Earlier, the president told reporters that he believes his polls are looking very good in many states. Greg Clugston with the president in Carson City, Nevada.
And Democrat Biden rallying supporters over the weekend at a drive-in rally.
Hello, North Carolina!
Biden sounding a familiar theme, criticizing the president for his response to the coronavirus pandemic. And speaking of the pandemic, it's taking a heavy toll worldwide. The number of confirmed cases now topping 40 million.
The milestone was passed early Monday, according to Johns Hopkins University, which collates reporting from around the world, although actual worldwide figures of COVID-19 cases is likely to be far higher. To date, more than 1.1 million confirmed virus deaths have been reported.
Correspondent Charles Deledesma in London. Also at SRNnews.com, hopes for a new COVID-19 stimulus bill are dimming as House Speaker Pelosi warns that time is running out to get something done before the election. On Wall Street, Dow futures up 199 points, NASDAQ futures 118 points higher, S&P futures up 28. This is SRN News.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good morning, I'm Adam Boardman. By the time police arrived, all they found was a body. It happened Saturday night on Atlantic Boulevard in Jacksonville. They'd gotten a call from someone who said he'd found a man who'd been shot. If you know anything about this, please call Crime Stoppers. Jacksonville city officials said they'd like to be paid back the money they spent getting the city ready for the Republican National Convention that never happened here. Those officials told the Florida Times-Union that they've been assured by the Jacksonville Host Committee that they will be repaid the full amount, around $150,000. That includes overtime for police and other first responders and consulting fees. The kids were playing football when a man with a gun rolled up in an SUV, got out, and started shooting. Now one man's dead and a seven-year-old is in the hospital. This was last night in an Arlington Athletic Association field. Police are still investigating this morning. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
The WBOB studios are sponsored by the St. John's Vein Center, a nationally accredited vein center. Dr. James St. George has more than 20 years' experience as a board-certified specialist. Four locations in Jacksonville, St. John's Vein Center. America First with Sebastian Gorka brings an insider's view on politics. Hear about D.C. politics from those in D.C. Sebastian Gorka, weekdays, 2 till 5 p.m. on AM 600 WBOB and FM 101.1. Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Slow traffic on I-10 headed east, right between Cassett and McDuff Avenue. Add an extra 3 or 4 minutes, and if there's anything you see, give us a call. 901-SAFE, 901-7233.
Today, a mix of sunshine and clouds and a high of 81. Partly cloudy tonight with a chance of rain and a low of 72. Currently, it's 70 degrees. Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. The confirmation of Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court is expected to move forward this week. Several states are seeing an increase in new COVID numbers. And new poll numbers show most voters believe the U.S. should not lock down again.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed at WBOB.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
The local supervisors of elections throughout the listening area say that what is the busiest day coming out today with early voting is going to be slammed. They also said Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. They're telling you to go out Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Now that just got redone. So maybe you want to go out today because now everybody by me mentioned it's going to go out Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. So that's going to be packed.
Right.
So anyway.
You can't win, can
that's
you?
That's right now. 5 minutes. Yeah, even when you tell, hey, Democrats are beating the heck out of Republicans right now. Oh. You must be, no, it's just the facts, man, okay? 904-831-0600, three fastest hours anywhere, morning talk radio all the way with you to 9 a.m. Ed, Dean, Roger, Henderson, talk radio, WBOB. Let's continue on with the news. I keep asking the question, outside of COVID, outside of, this is for the state of Florida, outside of maybe the economic issue, maybe Supreme Court packing, give me another issue that many of you feel is one of those that's not being talked about enough, but is maybe one of those that may be deciding on how voters vote one way or the other. Could one of them be more shutdowns or, for some of you, no more shutdowns?
Are lockdowns the sleeper issue of the 2020 election? An intriguing new poll found that of the 14% of voters who are not committed to either candidate, 24% favor locking down again, but 70% say it's time to move on and adapt.
70% say it's time to move on. What was that other word? It is time to adapt. Scott Rasmussen, political analyst and Rasmussen Reports, very well-known pollster, says that nearly 60% of likely voters, including 70% of undecideds, believe the U.S. should not be locked down again. 70% said it's time to adapt and move forward.
Americans want to find ways. They are frustrated with mask mandates. They are frustrated with over-the-top lockdowns. Still want to proceed with a degree of caution. And for the most part, what people want is to have more authority to make their own decisions. So you might talk about that in freedom terminology. But for most people, it's just practical common sense. If I go to a place and I feel uncomfortable, well, I'm going to maybe not go in. If I feel okay, I may take my mask off. They want to have that freedom. And anybody trying to create a nanny state mindset of telling people what they should do, that tends to push these voters away.
That is the pollster Scott Rasmussen on our newsmaker line. State Representative Anthony Sabatini, one of my favorites out of Lake County, District 32. First off, always good to have you on. So you hear these poll numbers out there. You've been involved in many of these lawsuits throughout the state. I read another one last week where now parents, was it over in the West Coast? Was it Hillsborough County, one of those districts over there? Parents are like, listen, stop telling my kids they got to wear a mask, okay? That when it comes to the health deciding aspect of my child's life should not be represented by the schools. So I thought your work might have been done because you've had some mixed victories on some of these lawsuits, correct?
Absolutely. Yeah, we've had some minor victories and we've had some concessions from local governments that we've sued. We filed 15 lawsuits challenging face mask orders and curfews throughout the state. And, you know, some of them we lost, we went on appeal. None of the cases are over. They're either on appeal or continuing, even though the governor pretty much wiped out most of the mask orders.
Yeah. Do you think that what is next? I mean, my mind is, and I would agree with you, and I don't know whether you agree, if businesses want to do it, let them do it. I mean, unless you've gotten, this is what you've said the whole time, unless there's a state law that's been passed, unless the county commission is convened or a city council that sits back and says, we're going to mandate this, you kept saying you just can't pull some proclamation and deemed it to be will as law of the local municipality.
Yeah, that's true. That's one of the arguments we had against the authenticity of the so-called laws. They're not validly enacted, so therefore they're without power. And a lot of the cities and counties that did that by proclamation, they actually never even enforced the face mask stuff. They just passed this proclamation and then just a virtue signal, and then, you know, business owners or whoever got to say, well, it's the law, but it was never really valid and it was never enforced either.
Here's what you said when you were in Jacksonville. You were traveling throughout the state. This is what you said in July of this year, clip number 12.
It's an absolutely terrible policy. It's vaguely written, hard to implement, and it's accompanied by this atrocious punishment because the city of Jacksonville was chosen to enact an unlawful, unconstitutional proclamation to mandate people wear masks.
You said something a few moments ago that most of them didn't even enforce it. Here's my question. What's the point of creating it if you're not going to enforce it then?
Well, we're going to a weird new time period in society and definitely lawmaking where people do things simply to virtue signal. So, you know, it used to be the question of why would we pass a law if it's you know, unenforceable or impossible to enforce, or just, you know, really expensive or whatever. And you're starting to get lawmakers that just say, oh, well, you know, it shows that we care. It shows that we're being thoughtful. You know, we really want to show that we're doing everything we can. So they pass laws that they have no intent to enforce. They can't enforce. But it makes them feel good. It's almost like a participation trophy type mentality where, you know, they just want to be part of the effort and jump in. It's just kind of sad. But the good news is the governor's executive order 20-244, it completely gutted every face mask order and every COVID order by putting language in that says any penalty associated with a COVID ordinance is suspended. And what that means is curfews are all struck down. If they are telling you that you can't do large events in your city because you need a special use permit, that's technically a penalty that could be struck down. Anything that indirectly closes down the economy is going to be suspended at this point under that order, depending on you know, how many people want to challenge it. If you, in Miami-Dade, a strip club called Tootsie's was being told they had to shut down at 11 o'clock at night, and last Friday they sued and were granted the injunction.
Yeah, that was a big news item in the state of Florida. I'm like, what is this place making statewide news? State Representative Anthony Sabatini out of the Lake County House District 32. So now there was a new report, my question is, because the numbers show, the polls, hey, listen, if we're going to do face masks, we don't want to be forced to do it. Let us do it on our own. Let the wise individual do it with common sense. And nobody wants these shutdowns to happen again. On the issue of face mask wording, now you've got these school districts implementing this. Will you be involved in some of those suits as well?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to be involved with that. And one quick thing on the polls, if you look at the battleground state polls, so those are the only states that actually matter, the 7 or 8 states,
right,
that potentially swing states. Donald Trump is doing better than Biden in those states than he was doing against Hillary by almost a point, by 0.7. So if you believe what they said in 2016 when they said Hillary has a 93% chance of winning or 97% or whatever it was, well, Donald Trump's doing almost a point better than he was during those times. And the polls are just as bad then as they were in 2018 as they are now. So I'm not too worried about the polls.
I'm a little nervous about the voter turnout.
Absolutely. Yeah, it is going to be about turnout. But, you know, well, Republicans want to vote on Election Day. Everybody knows that. The media is just trying to scare people into looking at the despair that exists. Now, the Democrats, you know, a lot of them are afraid of their own shadow. They believe the media lies about COVID and how it's going to destroy everything and, you know, kill everybody in society. And so they want to vote early. But most people still want to do early voting and voting on Election Day.
Is it one of these issues of shutdowns? I keep asking everybody, outside of the typical COVID, whether you like the response or didn't like the response, when it comes to the issue of the economy, I think you're a lawyer. I wonder if this is Supreme Court packing become an issue, or I wonder if the mask and or a shutdown becomes one of those under-the-radar issues when people may decide. Or give me an issue I may not have even brought up.
Well, you know, you're talking about different groups of people because you can't really say one consistent thing about all voters. So if
right.
you want to pump the base and get that voter outreach out, honestly, even stuff like the Hunter Biden corruption you know, traditional issues are going to be good to pump the base. The Supreme Court's good to pump the base. But to win independent voters, I really think that issues that people aren't talking about enough, like you mentioned earlier in your show, the fear of lockdowns, to have your small business destroyed or to be locked down inside your home. And we take it for granted in Florida that we opened back up literally weeks after the so-called essential versus non-essential business distinction. But in other states, it took 3-4 months. In some of the states, they're swing states. I think if Donald Trump took a really aggressive anti-lockdown approach, which I don't know if he's talking about that enough, I think that helps win Michigan, where they've had one of the worst lockdowns
right.
in other places.
Well, I'm with you. It's going to be interesting to see where this goes. Real quick, I'm going to have you on back. Hey, this Amendment 3, all parties vote, I think that is a complete joke. And the minimum wage, I think it's a possibility that could be defeated. What do you think?
Yeah, the polls show in Florida, to amend the Constitution, you need to get 60%, 60. And both of those are polling underneath that. Minimum wage is really close. There's days where it polls at 65, and then there's a day it polls a little bit under.
Right.
But Amendment 3 has never really polled more than the highest poll I've ever seen was 55.
Yeah.
It's usually about 50. And that is the worst amendment. It basically, what it does is it deletes all political parties, so you don't have a choice of candidates anymore because everybody runs in the same primary. So if there's, you know, a bunch of Democrats or one Republican and they split their vote, then, you know, it doesn't allow voters to independently choose the nominees they want to represent their view.
All right.
In general.
State Representative Anthony Sabatini out of Lake County here in Florida, House District 32. Good to have you on, bro.
Hey, thanks, Ed.
All right, man. We'll talk to you soon. All right. All of this coming up next. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. All right. 15 minutes after 8 a.m. Talk radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Slow traffic on 95 headed north, right between University and GTB. Add about 3 extra minutes, and there's no way that we can see it all. So if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE. 901-SAFE.
Today, a mix of sunshine and clouds and a high of 81. Partly cloudy tonight with a chance of rain and a low of 72. Currently, it's 70 degrees.
You're worried about the future of our country. Rioting, looting, and chaos. Talk of defunding the police. Radical values, increased taxes, open borders, new business restrictions.
You know you must vote, but you want your vote to count. You want to vote in person. Early voting is now underway. It's easy, safe, and fast. For voting information, call 904-533-VOTE. That's 533-VOTE. Stand up. Be heard. Get counted. Vote today.
Paid for by Team North Florida, a Florida committee organized under Chapter 106.
America's Everglades. There's no other place like it in the world. But we need your help to restore and protect it for future generations. So your kids, your grandkids, even your great-grandkids can experience and enjoy this national treasure. To learn more, visit EvergladesFoundation.org. That's EvergladesFoundation.org.
Do you like a good steak dinner? Or let our Baker Boys come out and replace your glass or mirror in your home or business, and we'll buy you a free steak dinner at Cross Creek Steakhouse.
For auto, home, or business, no one treats you better. Baker Glass and Mirror, home of the free steak dinner.
Have you got a cracked or chipped windshield? Let my Baker Boys replace your windshield today, and I'll give you 2 free steak dinners at Cross Creek Steakhouse. You always get more at Baker Glass and Mirror.
For auto, home, or business, no one beats the Baker Boys. Baker Glass and Mirror.
Do you know who was voted the Bold City's best plumber? Roland Reisch Plumbing. Here's why. Roland Reisch Plumbing promises great work on time and does it. The good news spreads fast. For all plumbing issues, large or small, you want the Bold City's best. Click Plumber in Jax.com. Your friends and neighbors have used them, and that's why they went to Jacksonville.com to vote Roland Reisch Plumbing Jacksonville's top plumber. 24/7. Roland Reisch Plumbing is standing by, whether it's routine work or a middle-of-the-night emergency. Just call 904-260-7059. If you have a leak, can't wait a week, please call Roland Reisch Plumbing at 904-260-7059. Roland Reisch Plumbing is proud to have been voted Bold City's best plumber. They intend to stay number one. Call 904-260-7059. Call 904-260-7059.
Hangar Bay Cafe is your veteran and locally owned restaurant at the beach, 2294 Mayport Road. Hangar Bay Cafe has something for everyone, lunch and dinner, on the go or dine in. Hangar Bay is famous for their ramen and fried chicken Southern Living says is the best in Florida. Plus sandwiches like the bourbon teriyaki, spicy sausage, or spicy Cajun po' boy. Hangar Bay Cafe, open 7 days a week, 2294 Mayport Road, online at hangarbaycafe.com.
Financial Issues with Dan Celia at 9 this morning. Now, back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
And here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. New poll numbers show most voters believe the U.S. should not lock down again. New campaign flyers sent out for support of the Duval County School sales tax proposal are heavily targeting Republican voters. And early voting begins today.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Man, we had a blast, man. It was one of the best times I had at the NR Friends, First Coast Friends.
First Coast Friends of the NRA.
First Coast Friends of the NRA. You missed it. I mean, none of these political speeches. Man, it was like an hour. People bidding, fun money. People were winning things left and right.
And you won something.
I won a lot. But anyway, but then again, I put in. So so anyways, we had just had a great time. It was a good thing for a lot of youth organizations, and it raises money for that as well.
If you missed it, there's always next year.
And we got some other stuff coming up. So 904-831-0600. How many of you got the latest, I guess, the mailer for the Duval County School Sales Tax? This was targeted towards Republicans. Of course, I'm on that list. It says, quote, "Republicans know that better schools are good for everyone. Vote yes on the halfpenny sales tax." Here we go. "Conservatives understand that our schools are essential to building a better future for Florida." This was targeted towards Republicans and Republicans only. "Yes to savings up to $1 billion in repairs over the next 5 years." That's wrong, by the way. The numbers don't add up on that one. "Yes to increase school safety." "Yes to improve student outcomes." "Yes to more jobs." Vote for the sales tax, it says. But folks, they're missing one thing that conservatives love on this thing that they campaigned, that said if you promise to include more money for this issue. Members of the Duval County School, city council, Republicans said, we'll get behind and support it. Guess what? It's not on the advertisement. Can anybody tell me what that is? 904-831-0600. 904-831-0600.
I'm voting for the half penny for schools because it will give us the money we need to eliminate most portables, renovate, and build new schools. Plus, the economic impact will be immediate and long-lasting.
The half penny will create the largest building project.
Okay, there you go. So it's going to create jobs and improve schools. But there's an issue again that they heavily campaigned, that they said those that would support it on the Republican side will support it if you include this one issue. Folks, they're not putting in their advertisements, and nor are they putting it on their mail. Can anybody tell me what that topic is? 904-831-0600.
Why were the schools neglected so long? Curlucci says revenue cutbacks, not mismanagement, has led to the need for such a tax.
We have to invest in our city at times. And I think most people know that. That's if we're going to move our city forward.
That's, I guess, co-chair of one of the groups. That's Councilman Matt Carlucci. Says that the reason why we need that, that's a good question. Why do we need a half penny sales tax? Because we keep cutting revenue. By the way, one more time, I vote on facts, not based on emotion. They need $2 billion over 15 years. This is new revenue now. This is what, but the revenue only, their own numbers say that the revenue only brings in 1.3. So where do you plan to make up that other 700, 800 million at? Now, if it's existing revenue, okay, then talk about that. They're not. So what? How are you going to get the rest of that money in?
Bake sales.
Bake sales. Yeah, maybe they should do a bake sale. 904-831-0600. John, hey, man, good morning.
The answer is charter schools.
Exactly. Exactly. And I don't see any ads. By the way, does Lenny Curry's ad talk about charter schools?
I don't recall
it. No, but again, that was the sticking point. He was not for it, and Tommy Hizori held it up unless they promised more money would go to charter schools, but the legislative body changed the law, and so now it is baked in how much charter schools will get, which was more than they were being offered originally.
Right. Are you? But charter schools were already getting money, but they could have added more money to charter schools. They could have done more. Let me ask you this, John, are you supporting it, or what do you think there's, you think it's at least a decent move, or any flaws with this, or what?
Oh, almost everything they say, the talking points are either misleading, false, or a flat-out lie, and I can give you several real quick.
Don't give me several. Just give me top two, quickly.
Air conditions. They're rerunning an ad again, or a story, a propaganda piece in the Times Union, that we don't have money to fix ACs. And I proved using public records requests that the school board had in 2019 over $13 million left over to fix air conditions.
All right.
They just did not.
Give me another one quickly. Give me a good one for the audience.
They keep telling you that the state is responsible for cutting back like $300 million, which creates the backlog of maintenance. Not true. That capital outlay tax was reduced, but over the last 10 years, they still generated $1 billion.
Yep. Great point. Great. And the readjustment of property values as well coming in from your local property appraiser shows more money's coming in. There you go. Nailed it. So anyway, so by the way, how many of y'all do, for you out there listening, hey, more money for school choice when it comes to charter schools. Is that still, my question to you at 831-0600, would you support it then because it offers more money for schools of choice? Is that a proper way of voting for this tax? So do you think people will support it because more money goes to charter schools? Is that a just and valid reason to support this sales tax? That's what I'm asking you right now at 831-0600, Talk Radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Traffic is still totally stopped and the left lane is still blocked on the Matthews Bridge headed towards downtown. And that traffic is backed up past Townsend Boulevard at about 47 minutes, but to try and avoid it, take the Fuller Warren Bridge. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Today, a mix of sunshine and clouds and a high of 81. Partly cloudy tonight with a chance of rain and a low of 72. Currently, it's 70 degrees.
I'm so tired of scrubbing the grout in my shower. I feel like that's all I ever do.
I used to hate that too. Then Bath Planet replaced my shower and I finally have the bathroom of my dreams. Even better, it's low maintenance. No need for tough scrubbing and bleaching. And it's grout-free.
Grout-free? Sounds amazing.
Yep. We even bought my mother a new shower with built-in seating and grab bars from Bath Planet. And their products have a lifetime warranty.
Call Bath Planet now for a free consultation. 904-301-0881. Or visit BathPlanetJax.com.
My name is Michael, and I'm in the Life Builders program at City Rescue Mission. I heard about CRM's Life Builders program one day when I was listening to the radio. I was really beat up with a drug addiction, and I had a lot of instability in my life. I was tired and looking for direction, hope, structure, and a real relationship with God. Everything at CRM, from the counseling and classes, has really provided me with a lot of clarity and guidance. I was praying for help, and I feel like God answered my prayers when I came to CRM. Seeing all the people who give their time, resources, and services here at CRM amazes me and truly inspires me. Thank you.
I'm Penny Keevitt, Executive Director for the City Rescue Mission. Would you consider helping us make a difference as we provide hope, healing, and change to those who need it most? Visit us at crmjax.org. That's crmjax.org to learn more, or to make a donation to help transform the lives of the hungry, homeless, and addicted in Northeast Florida.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB. By calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
For an early voting, then we have Pennsylvania. I mean, look at those numbers. Man, seems like the Republicans are getting wiped out in early voting. These are the mail-in ballots that have been returned so far. North Carolina. Overwhelming for the Democrats. And finally, we have Florida.
Yeah.
A very important state. More Democrats voting by mail than Republicans.
Fox News, Eric Schahn. So all of you, I posted on Facebook, okay, numbers don't lie. Well, we got registered voters. Hey, how many of y'all get a receipt that says, hey, well, you filled out the survey? Hey, boss, we gave a lot of surveys out. That doesn't mean anything unless surveys are coming back in. So you can sit back and go, well, were the registering? Are the registration numbers, are they coming in the vote? Right now, they are not on the Republican side. How come bunches of you that normally dominate the mail-in ballots are not doing it right now? Why are Democrats almost at a 500,000 vote advantage? Now, if you think they're going to make it up this week with the Republicans on the early voting, hey, with the early voting, then let's see what happens. But, I mean, I get a lot of emails. Hey, Ed, I don't want to wait in line that long. Well, see, that's what I'm saying, my friends. If you don't want to wait in line that long, you're going to sit back and go, well, that's a Trump supporter. Their vote will count for me. Really? Is this the attitude? Can somebody please explain to me why Republicans are not doing the vote by mail? I'm still asking. By the way, how many of y'all plan to go early vote this week? I plan to. And here's another question. What is an issue outside of COVID and the economy that you think is a topic among voters out there? Is it Supreme Court packing? Is it the minimum wage? Is it the school sales tax? Give me an issue that maybe we're not talking about that you think could be changing voters' mind. Love to hear from you. 831-0600 Talk Radio, WBOB.
Talk Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Florida, with its 29 electoral votes, begins in-person early voting today across much of the state. Florida is one of those key battleground states that both the Trump and the Biden camps are working hard to capture. President Trump is in the midst of a three-day campaign trip. He is in Arizona today. He'll hold a couple of rallies there. Democrat Joe Biden held a rally over the weekend, rallying supporters at a drive-in event in Durham, North Carolina. The coronavirus pandemic taking a heavy toll worldwide. The number of confirmed cases now topping 40 million across the globe. On Wall Street, stock futures pointing to a higher open this morning. Right now, Dow futures up 174 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 110. S&P futures up 26 points. More details at srnnews.com.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good morning. I'm Adam Boardman. Another area school has switched to online-only learning due to a COVID-19 outbreak. Douglas Anderson School of the Arts in Jacksonville will be closed through at least Wednesday. A youth football game turned tragic. A man's dead and a young boy is in the hospital after both were shot last night in an Arlington Athletic Association field. Police say an SUV rolled up and a man got out and opened fire. If you know any other details, please let them know. Police found a body Saturday night on Atlantic Boulevard in Jacksonville. They'd gotten the call from someone who said he'd found a man who'd been shot. They're still investigating. Jacksonville city officials say they'd like to be paid back the money they spent getting the city ready for the Republican National Convention that never happened here. Those officials told the Florida Times-Union they've been assured by the Jacksonville Host Committee that they will be repaid the full amount, which is around $150,000. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
America's Mayor Rudy Giuliani has done what the FBI couldn't or wouldn't. Bigger than Watergate, Hunter and Joe Biden, the scandal is real. And Rudy Giuliani will be on America First with me, Sebastian Gorka. We'll also talk to Jenna Ellis, the president's attorney, Trish Regan, on the market's response, and National Security Update with Jim Carafano.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, weekdays 3 till 5 on WBOB. Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Traffic is still totally stopped, and the left lane is still blocked on the Matthews Bridge headed towards downtown. And that traffic is backed up past Townsend Boulevard. At about 47 minutes, but to try and avoid it, take the Fuller Warren Bridge. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Today, a mix of sunshine and clouds and a high of 81. Partly cloudy tonight with a chance of rain and a low of 72. Currently, it's 70 degrees. Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Early voting begins today. The confirmation of Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court is expected to move forward this week. And several states are seeing an increase in new COVID numbers.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
We have this new poll out, likely voters, Biden increasing his lead 10 points now, 53-43. But if you ask the question, this is one of the questions in the poll, who people think their neighbors are supporting, their neighbors. 49% say Trump. That is up from 39% in August, 38% Biden.
I mean, you know what? Everybody's talking about the Biden campaign is sending out a memo to the supporters. Don't get complacent. This is what I'm afraid about the Trump supporters. Well, we had 4,000 people in line. We had 20,000. I mean, the numbers are flipped around. You mean, see, this is what I worry about. Oh, we're going to go to early voting. We're going to show up the day of election. There's long flipping lines out there. And guess what? Well, my neighbor's voting for Trump. I'm not going to vote. I'm not going to wait in line anymore. That's what I'm afraid of. So that's why I'm trying to hear the rationalization why people are not voting by mail.
Other states have already started their early voting ahead of us, and we saw that the sense around the country is people are willing to wait in line literally for hours in order to cast their ballot.
Yeah.
Will you wait in line for hours if you're going to vote early?
All right, 904-831-0600. Let's start off with Linda. Hey, Linda, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, real good. Thank you.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to make a comment on the early voting. I have already voted this morning. I'm in Clay County and from Middleburg, and it took about 45 minutes. And actually, my husband and I both voted because we just have to be on vacation starting today, so it was great timing.
What a way to do it.
Yep. And so when, you know, we stood in line, I went early thinking it was going to be a long line. But even when we walked out, there was, you know, maybe 10 or 15 people in line. And, you know, we normally vote by mail this year. You know, I know that it's pretty safe, I guess. But I just wanted to make it a part of my life this year, I guess, is to stand in line and actually put my paper in myself. So we did that, and I feel good about it. But there is an attitude, because I got it a couple of times, where, you know what, we're only two votes. It's not going to matter that much. And I think that if 10,000 people think like that, we're in trouble.
Linda, first off, have a good vacation. And I'm glad you took the time to call this morning. I really am. I am with you. It's kind of like saying, hey, you can drop off your registration to vote at the local convenience store if you want something, or you can mail it in. Some people say, I want to get paid, I want to mail it in. I mean, I want to show up. Otherwise, like, nah, I'm going to win an award. I'll mail it in, whatever. I get it. Having said that, I'm just, if the Republicans make up the numbers this week, okay. Right now, I don't know. That's almost 500,000 votes to make up. And what she just said is what is a real cause of concern, is that, well, the lines are packed. I think Trump's going to win. I don't need to worry about voting. I got to get back to work.
Or they may take the other position, you know, it's going to be a landslide for Biden anyway. Why waste my time? Some people may think that.
Yeah, that's what some people are thinking as well. Let's go to Brian. Hey, Brian, good morning.
Hey, anybody who lets their vote be affected by stupid factors like that, like that's the underbelly of democracy, letting people vote. I mean, that you just can't allow those things to happen. I like low voter turnout. It makes my vote count more, so... I just never understood people who, I haven't met one American that hasn't complained about something in our government, but yet they pass on their opportunity to vote. So with that said, though, I wanted to call in on the early voting. And, you know, over the weekend, I'm seeing all these, you know, pictures. And I hope, I'm not trying to defend, because I'm like you, Ed, we got to show up, we got to vote. I certainly don't blame anyone for not trusting their ballot to USPS. With the ineptitude I've seen out of that organization over my life. But if we don't show up in early vote, then, you know, I'll be prepared for the loss at the end of this week and possibly next week. Don't wait for election day. You know, like you say, there's long lines. You got to go to work. You got all these excuses. Go hit early vote and make sure your vote counts. Don't let USPS in the process.
Yeah. All right, man. There you go. I'm going to try to get out today and go early vote. Let's go to Kenny. Hey, Kenny, good morning.
Hey, is this Ed Dean Radio?
Yeah, no, it's Roger Henderson Radio.
Okay. Hey, I just want to tell you.
Go ahead. I'm kidding.
I'd like to know if you heard this anywhere. I heard this on good authority that the Democrats several months ago, maybe back in July, started sending out postcards to their constituents, reminding them to absentee vote or, you know, get registered to vote. And I have that on good authority. They've been sending out postcards for months.
Yeah.
To people.
That would be brilliant if they started doing that.
No, I'm telling you, they did do that.
Oh, I'm not going to doubt you.
Okay, well, I'm telling you, they did for sure.
Hold on. I'm being polite when I ask this. What's your point?
My point is they've been getting these reminders for months to register to vote. I'm just telling you on good authority that that happened. Now, I think the Republicans decided they're going to early vote. So starting today, you're going to, that's what I'm doing. You're going to see people willing to wait. But, you know, that's okay. That's all right.
But would you not give, hold on, let me ask you this. It was brilliant and it's perfectly legal what the Democrats did, correct?
Yeah. Perfectly legal. I mean, that's just, you know, getting in touch with your base. Can I make a
great point? That was my point. Kenny, you just nailed it. Kenny, you just, they're getting in touch with their base. And that's what kind of concerns me that the Republicans have dropped the ball on this year. And you made the valid point. Go ahead about Hunter. I'm sorry.
Let me just make this comment about, I think the Republicans failed on the way people can double vote. There has to be a way when you get another driver's license in another state or another ID, they just call it a, you know, just a regular ID, forget some of the names, that is not sent to a national database showing that that same name with the same Social Security number or a different name with the same national Social Security number is being used in two different states, and you have to cancel one of them out. You can't have them, you know. And I know Ron DeSantis, I know he must be going crazy with all the New Yorkers coming down here trying to double vote. That's all I got.
All right. That is one of the biggest areas of vote fraud. Is having one go up there and vote, and then no one coming down.
Yeah, they have two homes. They got the, you know, the main house there in Boston, and then they have their, you know, winter vacation home in South Florida.
Yeah, let's go to Lawrence. Hey, man, what's going on this morning?
Hey, how you doing, gentlemen?
Good.
Well, just a quick thing on that two ID type thing. It's against the law to have two driver's licenses.
Right.
But you can have an ID from another state, so that's an issue sometimes that you know, that we come across. But anyway, yeah, I'm pulling up to the supervisor elections office right now, and it's a nice little line out here, a lot of cars.
Is the line wrapped around the building or no?
No, it's just about, I guess, about 15 people that are out here.
That's outside, but then probably more inside lined up, right?
Well, I mean, you can't, you know, have but so many people in the line.
Yeah.
I mean, well, no, you know what? I'm just pulling around the side. It is wrapped around the building.
Okay. That's downtown, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I'd normally come here and go ahead and get it done.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to find me a wheelchair or a crutch or a cane and act like I'm disabled so I can get in front of everybody else. Somebody was emailing me. That's why I said that's kind of, they'll catch on that one. So, but anyway. Hey, do you see anybody wearing political paraphernalia?
No.
All right.
Nah.
All right, boy, that one. All right, good to talk to you this morning. 904-831-0600. And that's, to me, one of the big questions out there. Why are Republicans, if you didn't, the topic has come up more, but the idea of having ballots in a dumpster is not new. Having ballots arriving at your mail house, you know, or mailers out, or going to a post office, you know, being mailed out late, that's nothing new out there. But is that really going to change? Or is it, maybe it is changing how some of you are voting here?
More than 100 Jefferson County absentee ballots were found in the trash.
The federal agents who pulled all of those ballots out of the dumpster, they were found bins full of ballots in a dumpster that was at a house under construction. Contractor at the house found those crates full of undelivered ballots. The USPS Office of the Inspector General later confirmed there were 100.
By the way, what they didn't confirm is what ballots were they. Everybody assumes it's all conservative ballots. Well, I don't know that. I mean, it's a fair assumption because it's the post office. Folks, I know I've gone to church with guys who are hardcore right-wingers that work at the post office, okay? So stereotype doesn't always sell with me on many things. But, all right, let's go to Chris. Hey, Chris, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ed. How you doing?
Hey, man, what's going on this morning?
Hey, good. Hey, it's been a while since I
first produce your show, but I'm glad you're still going. Just wanted to touch base. Obviously I got furloughed from being the celebrity DJs on the Royal Caribbean ships in March because of the COVID. So I'm taking care of my dad and my mom over here on the west side, and just want to let you know I voted bright and early at 7 a.m. at the Chafee Library. About 10-15 minute wait. That was all it was.
Really?
No pain. Yes, sir.
Interesting. So, so you got out there. Did you vote straight party ticket?
Oh, of course. Yeah,
yeah, of course.
Yeah. And of course, I got to give props to Rutherford, who actually, I guess, got a hold of whoever they needed to get a hold of the IRS. So I'm getting my stimulus payment on Wednesday, finally.
All right. Well, good for you. May I make a strong piece of friendly advice? Focus more on getting a job and less on stimulus. Get what I'm saying?
He had a cool job, though, living on a cruise ship.
I know.
And playing music for people.
Oh, man, yeah.
I didn't realize he was doing that.
Man.
He's traveling onto the islands every week.
In my case, I'd be on Gilligan's Island on that SS Minnow getting a wreck somewhere. But anyway, let's go to Carol. Good to talk to you, Chris. Hey, Carol, good morning.
Yes, good morning to you.
Hey.
I wanted to speak to you about the previous caller. Not only are the Democrats reaching out to their constituents, but I'm a registered Republican, and they sent me a mailing as well, wanting me to vote for old Joe.
When was this?
This was a couple weeks ago, and what I did was I sent them the mailing back, and I told them how I felt.
Wow. Now, Carol, let me ask this. I'm not getting personal here. Yes. Do you live in a household where a member of your family's a Democrat, maybe?
No. My husband and I are both registered Republicans.
And the mail was to you, not the household. It was just mailed to you, and they wanted you to vote. Why? Okay, this is a good call, Raj. Why do you think they mailed to you to vote for Joe?
They wanted me to switch my party affiliation. That's what I think.
But Carol, wait, Carol, why you?
I don't know. Maybe I have no clue why they got me. It's
all right.
Crazy.
All right. I'm just kind of curious.
I have a suspicion.
All right, go ahead.
Is the reason why? Data is showing that there are a lot of suburban white females who are willing to, even if they're Republicans, willing to vote Democrat. And that might be it.
Okay.
Hey.
Well, maybe that's it.
Hey, Carol.
They're trying to make a friend.
Hold on. Wait, Carol, can I ask you a question? How did they know you're white? And how do they know what's...
I don't know.
Interesting.
I have no clue.
I mean, it's a good thing. I just don't know how to... I mean, they probably looked at... I don't know. Maybe they're just...
Well, they can find that out. Says Zuckerberg. He knows.
I don't know. They're desperate.
Wow, maybe they're desperate. That is a good story. I mean, hey, Carol, you know what? This is... And I'm not throwing any local elected officials under the bus. It's just overall... When the Democrats are out there early this year... During COVID, and it was brilliant. I got to admit, it was good. And when everybody wanted to take a pause of campaigning during COVID, not me, they're out there sending mailers, getting encouraging their people to go out and vote. I got to tell you something. This is what bothers me, and I think the Republican Party has dropped the ball on some of this.
Yes, I think so, too.
You think Trump's going to pull it out?
Oh, of course, of course. He's like the Energizer Bunny. Look at him. And, you know, I used to live down where he lives, down where Mar-a-Lago is. I used to live down there. And, he was pretty popular down there, too. So I think he's going to pull it out.
Carol, I appreciate your call. So, Roger, she was living down there. She's probably got one of those 5-acre, $6.5 million houses on San Jose or Ponte Vedra like you. She lived down near Mar-a-Lago. So anyway, I appreciate the call.
That's the community.
To her call, that's a great point. Why did she get something from the Biden campaign? That is a very, very good question. Who do you want to go with next?
Let's go with Madeline.
Hey, Madeline, good morning.
It's good morning. I've been getting flyers also from the Democratic Party from the Hispanic side. And I'm wondering, I'm not registered with them, so why am I getting their stuff?
Interesting. Is without giving your last name, is the last name a okay? And then be politically correct. Is it Latinx? You've been hearing about that, Roger. Got to tell you about that in a second.
Okay.
Is it Caucasian? is your last name of a Hispanic heritage name?
It is, but you won't be able to tell unless I let you know that it is.
Interesting.
It's not a common Gonzalez or Rodriguez. It's nothing common.
Okay.
It's a very uncommon Hispanic name. So I'm surprised about that. And also, why isn't anybody talking about the lotto money going for the schools? Because that's what I thought it was originally for.
Now, that's Madeline. That is another great topic. I wish we, maybe after the election.
You were deceived.
Basically, there was, in fact, many, right. even many of the school superintendents even have said there's not enough lotto money been going on. That is a great, great point. But just remember, your local school just still had plenty of money. So they can't blame it on lotto. They can't blame it on the rain. Blame it on the Jews. All right, all that stuff. The
Obviously,
Jews.
Though, they can't blame Tallahassee. Yeah.
Blame Tallahassee. So there you go. A little bit of a song there. 849 Talk Radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Because of a previous accident on the Matthews Bridge, slow traffic is getting detoured towards the Hart Bridge, headed towards downtown, and that has slow traffic backed up past Atlantic. Add an extra 10 minutes, and if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Today, a mix of sunshine and clouds and a high of 81, partly cloudy tonight, with a chance of rain and a low of 72. Currently, it's 70 degrees.
Welcome to the Bargain Barn.
Hi, can you tell me if this generator is enough to run the whole house? Okay, what about just a refrigerator and a freezer? Do you know how long it can run on a tank of gas?
I'm usually in pet food. I'm just covering for someone who's out because they stepped in an ant bed.
Ugh, I'm out of here.
Hi, welcome to Tools for Time. What brings you in today?
I'm looking for a generator to run my refrigerator and freezer if I lose power, but it can't be too bulky.
Let me show you the Honda EU2200i. Refrigerators and freezers have high startup wattage, but really low running wattage. And this Honda will run for over 8 hours at a quarter load.
Nice.
It's very portable, and the Honda EU series generators are super quiet and come with a built-in inverter.
What's an inverter?
It means this Honda produces consistent, clean power without surges, so it's safe for even the most sensitive electronics.
Great. I'll take it. I'm so glad I came to Tools for a Time.
So are we, and you can always find us online at toolsforatime.com.
This is Mike Lester with the Gardener Nest Egg Radio Show. The number one question I get these days is what will happen to my portfolio after the upcoming election? That's a legitimate concern. Don't wait to see what happens to your portfolio on the morning of November 4th. Make sure you have a plan. In my opinion, you'll need two plans. For a complimentary analysis and a plan to election-proof your portfolio, visit us at planbiden.com.
Investment advisory services are offered through Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC. Securities offered through World Equity Group, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Welcome to New Home Rebate Realty, the place where we're going to help you get a new home rebate when you're buying a new construction, when you're building a home from a builder. We want to legally show you how to put money in your pocket. Can we help you with the furniture? Can we help you with the driveway? Can we pay closing costs? New Home Rebate Realty. Let's go.
Don't miss the New Home Rebate Realty Show, 4 p.m. Saturday afternoons on AM 600 and 101.1 FM WBOB.
Democrat. SNC Square Roofing. Everything you should expect from a roofing contractor and more. Hey, it's John Vitas, the voiceover guy. SNC Square Roofing replaced my roof, and I'm here to tell you, my wife and I were amazed at their quality of work and how well they kept the job site so clean. SNC Square Roofing, from the estimate to the last shingle, you can count on a job well done. SNC Square is a certified, CertainTeed shingle master applicator. Give my roofer a call today. SNC Square LLC, roofing with integrity. Call 524-8621. That's 524-8621.
Financial Issues with Dan Celia at 9, Dennis Prager at noon. Now back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM WBOB.
Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Several states are seeing an increase in new COVID numbers. New poll numbers show most voters believe the U.S. should not lock down again. And new campaign flyers sent out for support of the Duval County School sales tax proposal are heavily targeting Republican voters.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed at wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
A lot of emails coming in this morning. Boatload of you. Hey, Ed, this one's from Peter. I just went by the Mandarin South Library, and the voting line was way out in the parking lot. Sure, it's mostly Republicans.
How does he know that?
Yeah, how do you know it's all Republicans? You know?
Is Mandarin primarily Republican or Democrat?
No, Mandarin's very Democrat, folks. Okay. I don't know how many of you didn't or did not know that. It's not a very conservative district out there. So,
okay.
But anyway, so a lot of emails coming. If you'll email me, ed@wbob.com, take some pictures or give me the lowdown. I'd love to hear from you and see if any candidates are out there. I hope that the Republican Party, I will tell you, has done a real good job here locally under Dean Black.
Yeah.
Of getting it. That's right. Today is early vote. Get out and vote today. I am Dean Black. I like Dean. I love Dean. No, Dean is a friend, and we love the joke. We have good humor here, and I love Dean. He's got great energy. But the Dems are also pumped up as well. So, all right, 855 Talk Radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Because of a previous accident on the Matthews Bridge, slow traffic is getting detoured towards the Hart Bridge, headed towards downtown, and that has slow traffic backed up past Atlantic. Add an extra 10 minutes, and if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
A mix of sunshine and clouds today and a high of 82. Partly cloudy tonight, a low of 72. Right now it's 71 degrees.
The Cal Thomas Commentary is brought to you by Values Through Media. Now here's syndicated columnist Cal Thomas.
Last week was one of the most news-making weeks I've seen in politics in many years. Steve Scully was put on indefinite leave by C-SPAN after he admitted to lying about an email he sent to former Trump communications director Anthony Scaramucci, who now hates Trump. Scully claimed his Twitter account had been hacked. There were the dueling town halls. President Trump was regularly attacked and criticized by Savannah Guthrie of NBC News. Guthrie focused on subjects like white supremacy and QAnon and Trump's taxes that affect virtually no American. On ABC, George Stephanopoulos held a town hall with Joe Biden, who, as usual, seemed to be out of it. Biden said he would give his views on packing the Supreme Court after he sees how Judge Amy Coney Barrett is treated and before the election. But millions have already voted. No one asked him about the New York Post story claiming Hunter Biden allegedly leveraged connections with his father to boost his pay from Burisma. Rush Limbaugh says Trump is the only person standing in the way of socialism in America. Better pray every day. I'm Cal Thomas.
For a free copy of today's commentary, visit calthomas.com or write us at Values Through Media, P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. That's P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. Please specify the date and subject. Your tax-deductible gifts to Values Through Media help support us. Listen again next time for the Cal Thomas Commentary.
Look, it's a great question, and maybe you know the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare, but does it work? That's what Catherine was wondering when her family of five made the switch, and then she was diagnosed with an advanced cancer.
Just the surgeon's bill was $100,000. The first call that I made to MediShare, I was prayed with and prayed for, and there were just no problems at all. I mean, we just have not had any problems.
So her need was met. And MediShare is a community of Christians who've now shared more than $4 billion of each other's health care bills. So many people are joining now wondering, why didn't we do this sooner? Catherine says her family has saved so much over the years.
The savings have been thousands and thousands and thousands.
So yes, it works. Find out how much you can save. It's easy. You can call now and get a price within 2 minutes. Here's the number, 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE, 855-90-BIBLE.
You're worried about the future of our country. Rioting, looting, and chaos. Talk of defunding the police, radical values, increased taxes, open borders, new business restrictions.
You know you must vote, but you want your vote to count. You want to vote in person. Early voting is now underway. It's easy, safe, and fast. For voting information, call 904-533-VOTE. That's 533-VOTE. Stand up. Be heard. Get counted. Vote today.
Paid for by Team North Florida, a Florida committee organized under Chapter 106.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com, AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
No, I mean, well, how could Jason Fisher get elected? Well, I mean, I know a lot of Republicans get elected in a lot of Democratic areas. Okay, that's not a comment. All I'm just saying is that if you look at the numbers, I mean, when you talk to people that live in Mandarin, it's not a really conservative area. That's what we've been told, right?
Yeah, it's not like Orange Park.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying. I'm not saying it's like, I mean, I was told there's a lot more, even the Republicans are more moderate. So they're not like, you know, you would be like in Ponte Vedra. That's what I'm trying to get across. Okay. That's why. So thank you. I like Orange Park.
They're very red.
Roger is funny this morning, man. Like, I mean, he's got me rolling, dude. I love it. I really do.
Thank you.
By the way, several people go, where was Roger? I go, he's sitting next to Doc Drake. So really? Anyway.
They were looking for me?
There were people looking for you, man. So
Ron we'll do said don't come. No, I'm joking. He wanted to be there.
Hey, thankful to God every day for the show. All of you that tune in. We look forward to talking tomorrow morning right here. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson on Talk Radio, WBOB.
AM 600 WBOB Jacksonville, 101.1 FM W266 CX Fruitco. Talk Radio.